from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster that I just said, what are we going to, what kind of joke are we going to slip in here? And my brain said collectible plates. And I was like, I was speechless. I said, wait, for the intro of a sleep podcast, you want me to talk about like the, like collectible plates? The podcaster, that would be like a collectible plate in a dusty box somewhere. Best, like, appreciated, but also forgotten about at the same time. And in this case, and in the plate case, because it's collectible, it's being collected wherever it is. That's a double positive. And if you don't understand, then you might be in the right place, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And Sleep With Me exists because of empathy and compassion, because of, you know, tough times of falling asleep and not wanting to feel alone. That is why I'm here for you. So you feel seen, you feel respected, and you feel important because your sleep is important. You're in the right place. But don't forget, if you need extra resources, there's links to organizations you can connect with right now in our show notes. And it also means the members of our community are important. That's really what compassion and empathy really means. Is it's the show's built on it, and I hope that I grow out of that foundation. So that means you're taking action, you know, not just saying Black Lives Matter, but making changes and being a part of change. So there's links to organizations you could connect with to start on that journey in the show notes. And here's a couple of ways, these sponsors that I'm able to be here for you, 100% free, twice a week. Thanks. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I like, ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, don't, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need to eat my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, like I do need, like we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz. Got matched with the Helix Dusk Luxe, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Luxe Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Luxe. I love my Helix Dusk Luxe. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Luxe, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you to hear. It's where I thank the listeners who support the sponsors. The listeners who support the sponsors are really here, how we're able to be here free for you twice a week. I'm trying to make these Sleepy Supporter Zones tighter to benefit everybody. I want to thank Angie, who got a Helix Sunset. Let Helix know about it. Let me know about it. Filled out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Thanks to listeners like Angie, who supported Helix. You could check the feed now. There's over 300 episodes back in the feed. We're adding some more backfill. Hopefully we'll get up to like 300-400 episodes in the free feed over the next 6 months. Thanks to listeners who support the sponsors. Thank you, Angie. Let me know about it. Let us sponsors know about it on social media. Send them an email. Give them a call. That's the first part of Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part is you getting the support you need. If you need extra help right now, there are links in the show notes. Please use them. You are important. And our community is important. So being a part of positive change, saying Black Lives Matter, saying Stop AAPI Hate with our actions is important. Use the links in the show notes to connect to organizations, to learn more, take that next step. And something I support is Migrant Justice. Go to migrantjustice.net to learn more and to support them. Migrant Justice is organizing for economic justice and human rights. It's migrantjustice.net. Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are
Chris
they?
Posty poster song.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Lecture.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team that is down or on the website.
I am the mystery bar.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story, yeah. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud. Get Lois Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. Don't forget about our referral program. Sign up at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer, R-E-F-E-R, to get free rewards for sharing the podcast. And what do you say? We slow it down and get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether that's thoughts, you know, things on your mind. So things you're thinking about, or, you know, past, present, future. It could be feelings, like emotions coming up related to those thoughts, or just feelings that are there, physical sensations. It could be changes in your routine or your work schedule or something else, you know, something else going on. Whether it's weather or you feel like you're talking about the weather and you really want, you know, whatever it is that's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. And what I'm going to do, I have a safe place set aside that you're welcome that I could send it to you. You can imagine it, or you could, be here with me, I guess, in a proverbial way. Has anyone, I mean, I know I take that U2 song from the 1990s. Who would move in a proverbial way? Other than, you know, big spirits, but because BB, you know, I really thought that's the wittiest thing I ever said, that BB-8 moves in spherical ways. But I'd have to think who moves in proverbial, Scoots, he moves in proverbial ways. Doesn't really fit. I got one half of a song pun. I mean, I guess I don't want to shake up any, but I said, well, don't most spiritual teachers move, they teach in proverbial ways, right? What was it? Oh, Mysterious Ways was the song. But yeah, most spiritual teachers or life lesson teachers, they teach in proverbial ways. That's when one time when I was teaching and I was asleep, I said, well, I'm proverbially teaching. And luckily that was a dream within a dream. Okay, so I got to get back to this intro. I have no idea where I was. I got distracted by that. Dancing. Have you ever seen a dancing proverb before? Because I was just seeing one earlier. It was moving. And I said, that's like the you're proverbially dancing in a proverbial way. And, you know, I may be the only one to be able to appreciate it because I don't think I could put it into words except by using the words. I don't know if I could come up with a proverb. Okay, I could try, but I'm actually supposed to be introducing a sleep podcast. And I don't think I quite have the brain power to come up with a proverb for how lovely you're moving. I mean, it's kind of like a statue has come off of a pedestal and started, you're like flowing and you're doing that kind of hand stuff too, but it's a kind of interpretive dance I'm comfortable. I say, well, that's a proverb. It's putting me at ease too. Sometimes interpretive dance, like in this situation, I feel like because it's so contextually out of place, I can appreciate it. When I'm supposed to be watching proverbial dance, and then you say, okay, did you pay attention? Because when I went to Catholic school, that would happen. Everyone said, well, they say, okay, can you tell us about the, what were the dancers they weren't called proverbial dancers, but in a sense they were. Oh, I just felt one of my teachers roll her eyes from far, far away. So I better get back to this podcast intro. She said, liturgical dance is not a proverb, but it's not proverbial. And I'd say, well, boy, how do we get this deep? Because I don't want to get it. I say, are you sure about that? Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a little story here. Actually, tonight we're going to be unboxing a board game. So let me get back on track. So if you're new, welcome. Regular listeners, you already got an earful. New listeners, you did as well. I tend to go off topic and get mixed up early, before, sometimes after I introduce the show and sometimes before it. But I'm here to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. pointless meanders and superfluous tangents, which you've just witnessed, all to take your mind off stuff and keep you company while you fall asleep. This podcast, it doesn't actually put you to sleep on its own. It's more here to be here as you drift off, to keep, you know, to be your companion. That's why the shows are about an hour. So you have plenty of time to drift off. No pressure. And if you can't sleep, I'm going to be here to keep you company to the very end. This is also, and you probably already figured this out, a podcast you don't really listen to. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And you say, well, when does it get started? I say, it's got started right when that, a few minutes before that proverbial dancer came in the room. What about this one? I'm your proverbial dancer, dancing to convey money. That's by the great Tina Turner, I mean, her song, I don't know if it was a proverb or it was a story. I don't know if it was also a proverb. To be honest, I'm not 100%. Clearly, if you've been listening, you say, Scoots, this once again, I don't think you know what that word means. And I'd say, yeah, but if that does fit, though, those are the right amount of syllables for I'm your proverbial dancer. Dance to convey meaning. The words could mean the story gives meaning to the words we do. I don't know. I'd have to figure out the last part. Okay. So don't really pay attention to me. You don't really need to listen. I'm almost a grade above background noise, and that can be hard to get used to. This whole podcast can be hard to get used to for new listeners. So if you're in that space right now, that is a very normal place to be in. Where you say, what is this nonsense this person is going on about? That's the majority of people. Because, of course, you've tried other stuff to fall asleep. And maybe you heard about the show or someone told you about it. And you say, when is this going to? And I say, that's very normal. If you're skeptical or doubtful, all I can tell you is don't pay too much attention to me, but also give it a few tries. And that doesn't come from me. That comes from hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who, like maybe you, disliked the podcast at first and then said, well, after the second or third try, I realized, oh, it's not that I disliked it. I just wasn't sure. Like kind of like some movies. I was just talking about this with somebody where you're spending too much time trying to figure it out, and then the second time you can enjoy it. This one, by the time you listen to me for 20 or 25 minutes, you're going to either, steam's going to be coming out your ears, or you say, oh, I get it. He really means it. Don't pay any attention to him. He's not a proverbial dancer dancing to convey meaning. He's something dancing and speaking nonsense so you could sleep when you want to sleep. So anyway, don't really listen to me. I'm not here to push you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company, to be your boyfriend, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar sib. Your boar bestie. The structure of the show can also throw you off the first few times. So the show starts off with a greeting, so you feel welcome. Then there's support for listeners. Then there's support for the show. Then there's the intro. The intro goes from like minute 6 or minute 8 to about minute, I'm trying to trim them down, but, you know, I don't know, 12 to 20 minutes into the show. And you say, well, when does the show get started? I say, well, the intro is a show within a show, kind of. That gives you time to relax and unwind and get comfortable and start to drift off. Whether you're doing some sort of bedtime routine or unwinding routine, whether you're getting ready for bed or you're in bed getting comfortable. And a small percentage of listeners fall asleep during the intro, and then 2 or 3% of people skip the intro. A few thousand people listen to story-only episodes on Patreon, but the majority of listeners, yeah, they get some distance from the daytime to the nighttime, and then there'll be, so then the intro will end, then we'll have some business to keep the show free, and then there'll be our story, which will be a board game unboxing, And you say, oh boy, I love board games or card games. And I say, well, you may love this one, but I'm just going to be looking at the cards in the box and stuff and describing it and wondering how I would play the game and then getting mixed up because I haven't read the rules. So that'll hopefully put you to sleep or keep you company. And then there's some thank you. So that's the structure of the show. The other thing is the reason I make the show is because I've been there. In the deep dark night, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep, waking up, whatever it is. I've dealt with a lot of that stuff, and I know how it feels. And I know it doesn't really feel good normally, but knowing someone else is there to keep me company or to just take my mind off stuff, even if it's not their intention, like when I listen to comedy radio as a kid, I don't know, it helped. Helped me feel less alone, and it took my mind off stuff. So that's really what I want to be here to do for you, and then maybe you fall asleep. The other reason I make the show, and I keep coming out, whatever, we're probably, I don't know if we're over 1,000. When I'm recording this, we haven't made 1,000 episodes, but when this comes out, we might be past 1,000 episodes. So I made 1,000 episodes because I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place you could rest. Get comfortable and drift off. That's important to me because if your world's better, my world is better. And you say, no, not, you know, I live over, you know, here. And I say, no, it's true. If your world's a little bit better, our entire planet's a little bit better too. And if you want to quibble about that, let me just tell you, I you deserve a good night's sleep. Okay. You deserve some rest. So you can, you know, have your day tomorrow be a little bit more manageable. Or that you don't, you know, that you don't have all the rigmarole around sleeplessness. So that's what I'd like to provide, if I can. Like I said, this show does not work for everybody, so give it a few tries. But I really appreciate you coming by and checking it out. I really work hard, I yearn and I strive, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's really a couple ways I'm able to be here for you free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. All right, everybody, Scoots here. It's time for another board game unboxing. This was a suggestion from a listener, Allison, and it comes from the same company, Looney Labs, that makes Flux with two X's. And this game is called, I don't even know how to pronounce it, it's a card game of time travel, Chrononauts. Chrononauts, who you remember the Phenomenauts. You remember the Aquanauts. You remember Astronauts, of course. The Snooze-nauts, so that's something I've yet to invent, but I will one day. And now you get to play a game called Chrononauts. Like Shana-na-nauts. Was there ever any Shana-na-nauts? I mean, talk about it, like some of these say, like an obscure reference. You say, well, I'm a member of I'm a Bowser in a spacesuit. I'm a Shana-na-naut. Or you could make a rope. Here's the easier way to do it. Take a rope, decorate it like a member of Shana-na. First, most of you are going to have to look up what Shana-na is. Then take a piece of rope, make a knot in it. Dress it up, put it, you know, make it look like a 1950s, even though I've talked about Shana-na, then I always get confused. Was it a tribute band? I mean, they were at Woodstock, though. Like, is it a doo-wop group? I don't know. These are questions I've answered and I've forgotten the answers to. But you'd say, well, what is that piece of rope you're holding? That piece of knotted rope I'm holding? It's a Shana-na-naut. Shana-na-naut, what do you use it for? Well, when you're out sailing and you want to do a little doo-wop, you tie yourself a sha-na-na knot so that your rudder has enough play so you can wobble with the water as you sing. And that is the sha-na-na knot. That's K-N-O-T, not N-A-U-T. But this game we're talking about is Chrononauts, or Chrononauts, Chrononauts, Chrononauts. If you say it fast, it does feel like Chrononauts, Chrononauts. What do I eat for breakfast? What do Chrononauts eat for breakfast? I don't know. I heard at one point in the last year, I heard grape nuts were sold out or something. And I said, the people that overbought those are going to be disappointed because, no offense to grape nuts fans, but they don't taste—they taste like nut, the inside of nuts. They don't taste—I've never had any grape in there. But if you've ever eaten something that's a nut and not a seed—not even a—no, more of a seed. They should be called grape seeds because that's what they taste like. If you've ever eaten a grape seed— What is this? Is the Throwing Shade at Grape Nuts cast? You say, wait a second, Scoots, I bought 50 years of Grape Nuts, 50 years supply of Grape Nuts. I say, well, first of all, I'm not exactly sure they're going to last 50 years. Anyway, I got to get on to this game, the card game of time travel, Chrononauts. Okay, it came in a pack, like a card pack, a box, about the size of two playing decks of cards. It's made from cardboard, and on the cover it has Chrononauts, but in the middle O, so C-H-R-O-N, then there's a spinning clock for the next O, then N-A-U-T-S, the card game of time travel, exclamation point. Then we have a portal with some sparkles and some spheres, and then years, 1929, 1944, 1995, 19, like you're in a dream, 1962, 1950, 1986, 1865, 1999, and 1969. So only one year from the 1800s on that made the cover. So that's the front cover. It's mostly blues and maybe a purple or two. Very nice. On the sides of the box, it says Chrononauts. Then it has a cartoon dinosaur, Brontosaurus-type dinosaur. Looks a little bit Richard Scarry style. And then it has the symbol for Looney Labs, and I guess it has the lot, Lou, L-O-O-009. Say, which restroom did you use? Lou, 009. Why didn't you go in 007? Wouldn't have that been more funny? Say, that one was open, so yeah, you just used Lou, 009. So that's one side of the box. One of the top sides, Chrononauts, best traditional card game. It has award, but I can't quite, like, something award winner. Then on the other side, it says 1 to 6 players, 11 to A, for, and then 20 to 25 minutes, made in the USA. And then on the back side, it has a UPC symbol, made with recycled paper. This is Chrononauts version 1.5, 2000 to 2013, Looney Labs, Andrew Looney, designer. They have a patent number 6,474,650. If only you could patent a sleep podcast. If I had this game, I already asked about it. They said no. After I said, that giant corporation took a lot of my ideas, and they said, yeah. That's not a corporation, Scoots. That's a startup. And I say, yeah, but they're like, anyway, so can't do that with a sleep podcast. So printed in the USA by Delano Games, UK importer is Devium. And then you can visit them at loonylabs.com. And then we have the back cover. The card game of time travel, Chrononauts. Then it has the cards laid out very nicely on an imaginary table. columns of four and rows of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Don't know if that's how you play, though. And then it says, so you want to be a time traveler. Messing with history has its consequences. For starters, your world no longer exists. Then there are paradoxes, holes in time-space continuum that could, you know, really do stuff with the universe. Shuffle up this time machine in a box and start changing history. Then it has a continents. Doesn't have continents or continents. It has contents. 140 cards and instructions. 1 to 6 players, 11 to A, 20 to 25 minutes. Chrononauts is a trademark of Looney Labs, College Park, Maryland. And now we open the box. It comes with a product catalog from Looney Labs and instructions. We'll check those later. And then it has the cards divided into two piles. Now, I don't know if that necessarily means there's two sets of cards, but I'm going to check. Okay, it looks like there's one large Chrononauts deck, and then there's a Paradox deck. So we'll start with the Chrononauts deck. And the Chrononauts deck, on the back, it has a clock in black and white and gray. And then it has Chrononauts in red, bold lettering. It's a nice font, I'll say that. And looking through it, there's a couple different kinds of cards. There's action cards, artifact cards, gadget cards, inverter cards. So maybe this is a bit like Uno? Interesting. And then year cards with years and connections. And I'm going to start with the action cards because they're on the bottom. So the action cards are teal, I'd say, light blue. And on the left, top left corner, they have a clock, and then they have the word action. Then they have the major, like the card title, I guess you'd say. And then two sets of like instructions or kind of rules or something. So the first one is discontinuity. This would be good for if you're studying for one of those standardized tests. Or a spelling thing, if you had to spell it first, a discontinuity. All players pass their hands to the players next to them. Oh boy, these ones are always a big rule. You know, these ones are always useful in these style games. And you decide if the cards go left or right. Don't pass mission or ID cards. So watch out. If you got a good hand, watch out for the discontinuity card. And there's two of those that I've seen thus far. So that's good to know. If you have two discontinuity cards, you're in good shape. Okay, this one is another action card. Get there first. Without permission, take an artifact or a gadget. Go back in time just before the moment when your opponent recovered an artifact or gadget and collect it yourself. So this is the one where you find it, you follow them, then you jump in time before them, could be inconvenient if you have a good artifact or gadget. And there's two of the, there's three of these ones, so that could be interesting. Okay, this next action is your parents never met. The player of your choice must reveal and discard his or her ID. So you get IDs and draw a new one. Cool. I love it. So this is like also role-playing. I'm excited to know what the IDs are. Oh, another get there first. So what does that make it for? Okay, it never existed. Discard an artifact or gadget that is face up in front of any one player. What never existed? So that way you get to zonk it out of existence. You don't get to take it, but at least you get to get rid of it. So that's a good thinking of strategy, right? You don't want to overplan for these cancellation cards, but you do have to think about them. Okay, action, new mission. Oh boy, this is like titillation for the game. Swap your secret mission with someone else's, or discard it and draw a new one. So we get to take on an ID and a mission. Now I'm really excited to play this game. Okay, next action, perform a miracle, in quotes though. So this has got a lot of rules here. So discard one artifact that is face up in front of you. Then, setting your hand aside, draw two cards, play one, and discard one. So that's interesting. But then it also says biblical relics. Make that draw three, play two, and discard one. If your artifact was one of these, a crown of thorns, ask the covenant, ancient wisdom, or a golden calf from EAC. So, okay, so you discard an artifact, but you get to draw a card, so you get to get an extra turn. So maybe this is a late game, or if things just aren't going well, and you say, man, I need an extra turn almost to get something going. And then if you have a biblical relic, you get to play two cards and discard one. So it's kind of like, I don't think I'm going to use this relic for my long-term strategy, so let me get the most out of it. There are two of those. And the next one is sell an artifact. Discard one artifact that is face up in front of you, and then draw a card. Dinosaur bonus. If the artifact is a live dinosaur, draw an extra card. So this one's not as powerful as the last one, but you still get to get rid of an artifact. And it also means there's a dinosaur in the game, which reminds me of the game Dinosaur in Disney's Animal Kingdom, where you do go in time. So maybe that's inspired by this ride. I mean, interesting. I love pop culture references in games. Okay, so then there's two of those so far. Then we have an action card, Time Vortex. Gather up the cards from everyone's hands, not counting missions or IDs. Shuffle them out without look. Shuffle them up without looking, and then deal them out evenly, starting with yourself. So that's like if your things aren't going well, or you think someone's big time in the lead, shake it up. Okay, so now we're in artifacts. The artifact has a pyramid shape on the left, and this is artifact. The cards are green, and they include art, though. This artifact is unplayable during Uber Paradox, UberParadox. And for the love of Tiff Bannon, remember Tiff Bannon? She was president in that time travel movie, 2080-55 or something. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Biff Tannen, Sports Almanac from the Future. Complete statistics sorted by date. This was a book that Biff Tannen had, or similar to it, in Back to the Future 2. And it's Gray's Sports Almanac, 1950 to 2050, recovered from January 2051. It's just an artifact, and then, it doesn't have anything else. Okay, this next artifact is Ancient Wisdom, and I think this is one of the biblical ones. The scrolls taken from the Library of Alexandria just before it went to the farm, a big library in the sky. And it has a picture of a scroll, and it's recovered from 48 BCE. Next artifact is from unplayable during Uber Paradox or sunglasses. And there's a small picture of sunglasses. Beatles reunion album on CD. And it has a picture of a CD, Beatles Purple Submarine, with a purple submarine on it. And it says, this card cannot be played or stolen unless there's pink exclamation point sunglasses. If black sunglasses, a Beatles reunion CD in play may be substituted for any one artifact listed on your mission. And that's recovered from 1995, but it has like a apostrophe at the end. So that's interesting. Thorny stuff. This was from 33 AD and has a picture. Something for tummy tum travel. Tummy tum tum things. Melt in your mouth and not in your hands. Unplayable during Uber Paradox. This is recovered from the future. Has picture to Melty Melts. This is an artifact. Unplayable during some symbol I can't quite understand. This is a German cake. A slice of a Schwarzwald Kuchen and a souvenir postcard from the New York's World Fair. Fresh and delicious. Can only be played or stolen if pink strange symbol that looks like two interconnected A's in opposition. Once in play, it can be discarded at any time and used as a memo. That's interesting. Memo. It cannot be used to stop theft of itself with it cannot be used to get to stop theft of itself with get there first. And this was recovered from September 1st, 1939 apostrophe. Next up, it looks like broccoli, but it says jade statue of Tirade, Tirade. Unplayable during Uber Paradox. After it was gone, this sculpture was widely regarded as the greatest artwork of the 5,000th millennium. Always gets a full bonus for sell an artifact or perform a miracle. And it was recovered from July 10th, the year 4,936,585. Oh, here's somebody from the box. Live Brontosaurus, known in some time streams as the Apotosaurus. Her name is Emily, and it's the Brontosaurus from the cover with a kind of Richard Scarry look to it in a good way, not scary, in a cute way. And it was recovered from 149 million BCE. And we have live Stegosaurus. His name is Steggy. And he's also happy. He's from 151 million BCE. Oh boy, we keep them coming. Live Triceratops. Her name is Sarah. She's from 66 million BCE. Then we have a live Tyrannosaurus. His name's Rex. He's from 65 million BCE. Lost Ark of the Covenant. This one is gold, looks right out of the movie. Currently sealed up in a big wooden crate, recovered from 587 BCE. Then we have the Mona Lisa. Mona, an excellent forgery. Passes for the original if the real thing is not in play. Oh, this is an excellent forgery. The next one is Mona Lisa, an obvious forgery. She has a mustache on her. Can be passed off as a real thing if no others are in play. Then we have the real Mona Lisa, the real thing. That's from August 21st, 1911. Then we have Rongo tablets, historical records of Easter Island, written in lost language of Rongo on wooden planks that the missionaries like wasted because they were not smart. And that is recovered from 1865. We have Shakespeare's last play, Mona and the Dragon, a play in five acts by William Shakespeare. Newly discovered, in quotes, Shakespearean manuscripts, actually written by the time-rescued playwright 600 years after his own death. Recovered from 1616, but with an apostrophe. Here's one. Tomorrow's newspaper today. It's a USA Tomorrow. stuff happened. Lotto numbers, weather, sports, life, money. And that's recovered from tomorrow. Videotape creation of the universe. And it's a Betamax tape. The first day, do not erase, day one. And it's recovered from day one. Next up are some gadgets, which have like a gear symbol. They're on a green, but like kind of blue-green. And let's see, the gadget says, really fast time machine. If you have a gadget on the table, you may play an extra inverter or patch and draw to replace it. And after your normal turn action, you may use only one time machine action per turn. So you get to use this the whole time. Oh, let's see, gadgets are played like artifacts and may be stolen or unexisted like artifacts. However, gadgets cannot be sold or used to perform miracles. Also, new gadgets are unplayable during an Uber paradox. Obey time, speed limits, space limits. So if you have the gadget on the table, you may play an extra inverter or patch and draw to replace it after. So you almost get an extra turn if you have an inverter or patch. That's cool. The next one is a teeny tiny time machine, and it looks like it's like a portable one. If you have this gadget on the table, any inverter you play works like a reverse fate, actual size. You may only use one time machine action per turn. I don't know what reverse fate means, though, but we'll find out, I guess. Okay, so now we do get into the inverter cards. So it has like the reverse symbol or the spiraling symbol with a red and black arrows circling one another, and it says inverter on it. The cards are yellow. They have a no symbol with a picture. This one's of a famous ship or famous ships, and then it says avert fame, you know, trouble for famous ships. And you can flip one of the following. You could take the Titanic, the Lusitania, or the Hindenburg. It also works for DCC or, I don't understand, but it works for other stuff too, avert trouble. So I guess you get to change history. And let's see, there's one, two of those. This one is halt some actions we wouldn't be happy about. In history, and it has three famous ones, and then it has more famous other ones throughout history. So it says, hey, don't do that, please. There's one of those. This one is defarming stuff. Please defarm this situation. And keep this person from, you know, so it says, hey, no, that person will not be visiting the big farm in history. There's actually three of those. Then restore history. You can flip any red historical pin from red to black. And let's see how many of those are. There's two of those. Then there's reverse fate, which means you can flip any pin in history from red to black. Oh, no, anyway. It does not just red or black. There's nine of those. And the next one, it's kind of long. It's inverter. It's from the Beastie Boys song. It goes, I can't stand it. I know you planned it. I'm going to set it straight. This Watergate. So it's pretty a lot to put on one card as a title. I can't stand it. I know you planned it. I'm going to set it straight, this Watergate. It allows you to flip any famous, some famous historical things. Okay, these ones are orange cards. I guess they're patch cards. When you draw a patch, when you play a patch, you draw a card. And it has dates on it. This is a lot of information. So it says patch on the bottom, and then it says A2 on the bottom. Then it has a date, 1868 with a apostrophe, February 24th. And then an arrow going towards February 24th, and an arrow going back in 1868. And it says Abraham Lincoln impeached, president gets out of it by one vote. And that's nullified if you have Lincoln's hat, 1865. Then 1917, keeping us out of, you know, that WW stuff. President Wilson staying out of the WWs, just like he said he would. And that one is nullified if there's a submarine at 1915. The next one is 1918. European economy is booming. And that's nullified if there's a crown in 1914. This is 1929, April 14th. Titanic doesn't go anywhere. Steamship just stays around in 1929, April 14th. It's nullified, though, if there's an iceberg in 1912. 1933, mild recession. Yeah, things could be worse, says FDR. That one's nullified with an iceberg in 1912 or, submarine in 1915. Fairgoers love cake. This is 1935. Black Forest cake is served and is a big hit in the World's Fair. That's September, and it's nullified if in 1936 there's some strange symbol, I don't know what it means, B, P or something. Okay, let's see. 1944, Olympic Games in Warsaw, Poland, Jackie Robinson wins 5 gold medals for the U.S., and that could be nullified in 1936 or 1941. Yeah, let's see. We got, let me see. Okay. World Peace in 1945, C, August 6th. And that is an unstable patch, nullified or playable only if 1945 is in Nexus. Check for viability before installing this patch. Let's see, 1948, Berlin hosts World's Fair, 6 million tourists visit. That could be nullified in 1936. 1950, Zeppelin factory in Seoul, South Korea, and withdraw of the U.S., and that could be nullified in 1937. Okay, now we're back. Oh, no, so now we're back at the top of that stack. So I'm going to grab the next deck. Okay, so now we have more of these ones. Peace Accord signed in 1968. That's it could be nullified in 1963. 1969, cosmonauts orbiting the moon. That could be nullified in 57 or 63. President King takes office. After Nixon's impeached, that could be nullified. Oh, that's 1974, in 1865 or 1963. Green stuff's legal in 1986 with President Mondale. That could be nullified in 1980 or 1981. Reinvention of communism, 1991. That could be nullified in 1981. Okay, now we still have some Chrononauts cards. These are time warps, and they have a symbol. These are kind of a purplish magenta. Fast forward. Immediately draw 2 more cards and put them in your hand and then play 2 cards. Draw 2 cards and put them in play. Put them in your hand and play 2 cards. Time wasting, discarding an extra card and drawing a replacement is a valid option anytime you choose to discard a card instead of playing it. Next time warp is a memo from your future self. Play at any time to cancel a card as it's being played. So this is an important one. Discard the target card and proceed with the next game action. Using this card will reduce your hand size by one. So you probably should save that for when you have a good hand and someone tries one of those ones to mess around. Then you get another memo from your future self. Time warp, a quick trip into our future. Scurry into the future to get what you need and then come back to this exact moment but so no one knows you were gone. You get to look through the draw pile, choose a card other than a time warp, reshuffle the deck, not including the discard pile, and play the card. So that's another useful one. Time warp, there's two of those. Then there's Time Warp Rewind. Remove any card other than Time Warp from the discard pile and immediately play it. Although anyone may look through the discard pile at any time. Rewind. Remove any card from the discard pile and play it. Okay, interesting. But anyone can look through the discard pile. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 rewinds. Okay, now we're getting into these other cards. The next card is the ID card. These are different cards. They have a different back. So it looks a little bit like a passport, but it says ID on it. Then it has like a kind of space type writing and a person's ID picture. And I'm not kidding. The first one is Andy, which is pretty funny. So these are like your ID. So 1939, there's three dates on there. Two are orange and one is blue. And two are red and one is blue. So you have 1939 apostrophe with a German cake thing in red. Then you have 1969 in black, Apollo 11 landing on the moon. Then 1986 in red. It says the legalize of the green stuff. And then it has like your kind of thing, like a whole thing, like their backstory. So that's kind of fun. So waiting to become my future self. Then there's Betty who wants to help JFK. There's a fruit basket. Bob who? Let's see, Gunther, it's not a watch, it's a Timex, Mr. X, Love Zeppelins, Oliver, How Shakespeare Lived to be 653, Rainbow, Renee. So these ones, I don't want to read the whole thing, but they all have like little stories about them. And yeah, there's quite a few of them. So it looks fun. I don't know if you randomly get those, but that could be fun. Okay, so then you have mission cards that have like a sealed letter with your mission on there. So these must be the ones that are most important. Articles of Faith. You have to have three of the artifacts on the table in front of you at the end of your turn. Oh, all three. The thorny thing, the Ark of the Covenant, and the videotape. If you're playing Uber Chrononauts, a golden calf can be substituted. Okay, Cheaters Win is the next mission. You know, so that one you need to get the Almanac, a Mona Lisa forgery, and Shakespeare's play. Cretaceous Park, you got to have three of the four dinosaurs, Stegosaurus, Brontosaurus, Tyrannosaurus, and Triceratops. That one you're helping make Jurassic Park. Great Mysteries. So you need the Rongo tablets, the Ark of the Covenant. So you could be in problems if you're going for this and the other person videotape of creation. Yeah, a lot of the missions are contra. Like, so then Mona and a dinosaur. So that's Shakespeare's play, any dinosaur, and the Mona Lisa. The most convincing one in play. All three Mona Lisas, that's another one, Mona Lisa Triptych. Museum of Lost Treasures, you need Ancient Wisdom, the Rongo Rongo Tablets, and the Covenants. scientist's wish list. Says it's cool scientific stuff, stuff from the future. You need three of the four: almanac, a newspaper, jade statue, or tummy tubby tubs. Tomorrow's wisdom today, newspaper wisdom, or the videotape, but you need all three of those. So those are the missions. And then you have these turning points in history. And they, okay, so these are the ones you flip over that have like a red side and with a X, like the, whatever you call it, apostrophe. So that's, I guess, if you change it. So there's Lincoln, Andrew Johnson, Titanic, Ferdinand, you know, like different things in the history that aren't so hot. Yeah, so a lot of history that you say, okay, wait a second here. Oh, so some of those are, okay, no, so we have a couple different ones. So there's two different things. There's history points and then there's paradoxes. So I got to separate. The history points are purple on one side and red on the other side. And then there's other ones that are paradoxes in 1999. And you can restore those somehow. But those are also like turning points. I guess that you could, they're ripple points instead of turning points. So I guess they're also changing points in history. So, yeah, I mean, those are all part of the game, too. And now is our last few minutes. Let's figure out how to play this. So your time travel with a unique identity according to the rules. And a secret mission and an important job, paradox repair. So this game is played all with the cards, but it has a feel of a board game since history is represented by a grid of 32 cards called the timeline. Okay, so all those paradox cards and the turning point cards are all the timeline. So you set those up in an 8x4 grid on the table according to the time index A, B, C, and D. So it's pretty easy to lay out. And then you create shuffle draw piles for each of the type and deal one to each card, a mission card, an identity card, and then the main deck. They get three cards. So you can win one of three ways. Go home if your character can return to the alternate reality listed on your ID card. Oh, so the dates on the cards must appear on the timeline as exactly as they do on your ID card when your turn ends. So you can turn dates red or black. So fix paradoxes or make effective events. You could also complete your mission with the three artifacts on your mission card on the table in front of you at the end of your turn. Or achieving power and success. After completing your turn, you have 10 cards in your hand. Not counting your ID and mission, you win. You can only claim victory at the end of your turn. So how to play. To determine who goes first, all players will guess the current time. Whoever comes closest starts the game. Players take turns doing the following. Draw one, take the top card, add it to your hand, and then play one. Choose any card in your hand and either play it or discard it. If you can't or don't want to play any of your cards, you must discard one. If you choose to discard a card instead of playing, you may also choose to discard a second card and then draw one to replace it. This is called wasting time. And as we went over, there's three kinds of card types. There's artifacts, which are part of mission objectives. When playing an artifact, place it up face up on the table in front of you. These are amazing items from the past to the future, which only a time traveler can acquire. There's gadgets, things that do stuff, which you place face down on the table in front of you. And gadgets have their own special features you can use later. Follow the instructions on the card. Then you have actions, which are single-use event cards. When you play an action card, do whatever it says, then discard it. You have time warps. Sometimes time warps are powerful action cards. Do whatever it says, then discard it. Inverters are how to change history. So those are the ones you can flip over. History has 13 turning point events, each identified by a unique icon. You can turn them to true or prime. And inverters are used to reverse these turning points in history. There's several kinds of inverters, some of which can be used on anyone, and some have to be used on specific ones. When you play one inverter, turn over the turning point you want to flip, then adjust all the ripple points that change as a result. See below as examples. Then there's patches, which you repair history. When a turning point changes, all the other events on the timeline change as well. At first, holes called paradoxes will appear. These holes are repaired with patches. A patch can only be played on its corresponding paradox on the timeline. To patch ears, place a patch card over the paradox. When you do this, you immediately get to draw a card as payment from the time repair agency. Some patches have special properties. Patches are nullified and removed from history, removed from the timeline and discarded if history is changed again. And then, there's optional ways to play. There's know your mission. There's temporal anomalies. Know your ID card, common questions. You can also get expansion sets. You can take an identity mulligan if you just played the same character. And then there's like examples of timelines and to kind of get an idea of like what happens if you change a turning point in history and then it creates a ripple point or paradoxes. So it does seem like this will take a little bit of learning. I'm hoping this is a game I can actually be better than my daughter on, because currently all the games we play, she wins pretty much all the time. Or the games that I actually have a chance of winning at, we don't, you know, say, well, I don't know if I want to play that, Dad. And I say, let me just, you know, that's my job. I'm here to boost your self-esteem. Your ID card has all the details about the character you're playing. The bottom half is informational. The top half lists the three events that define your home reality. One of these will be a real event. The other two are alternate realities that are described on patches. To win, to get home, you have to reshape the timeline to match all three. You must win. You win only if all three of your headlines are on the timeline. The 13th paradox. Paradoxes are not good, so each one is, you know, creates a hole in the time-space continuum and needs to be patched. If there's too many open at once, there'll be, you know, trouble time, and everybody loses. And you get, you know, that's why you get paid for fixing paradoxes. All right, so this is Chrononauts, and I'm looking forward to playing it from Looney Labs. And you can let me know, say, Scoots, how did it go? How was it? I say, well, it's probably a lot of fun. Also, they sent me this thing that says Fluxus 25. These are some tiny gifts from Looney Labs since they're celebrating a big anniversary. So I'm just going to open this for fun. And the cool thing is it came sealed. What is this? I'll tell you on the other side. And it says, greetings, friends. To celebrate our silver anniversary of gifts, here's a gift for you and a gift to give to a friend. You found a set of cards for Tiny Flux with a fold-it-yourself tiny box along with another envelope. Don't open it. It's for a friend of yours. So you could give somebody else a set of Tiny Flux cards with their own fold-up box. Someone who has yet to try Flux. So Looney Labs has been making games for 25 years now. And they've been, I mean, that's really a testament to a company that they've been around for 20 years. Kristen and Andy Looney. So they make Flux, which I played a lot with one of my buddies, Nick. And now they have, I mean, there's so many different versions of Flux too. So shout out to everybody at Looney Labs. Thanks everybody, and good night. All right, I want to thank everybody who became a patron recently. Mariana, Timo, and Richard, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Joanna, Lisa, and Race, thanks, and good night. Tracy, Lori, and Marie, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Jill, Dan, and Aaron, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Kim, Stephanie, and Marge, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Andrew, Rebecca, and Megan, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Eileen, Paul, and Tiffany, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Jonathan, Justin, and Dawn, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Sherry, Annie, and Steven, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Patrick, Eric, and Anna, thanks, and good night. Max, Vanessa, and Tammy, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Alana, Travis, and Joan, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Lisa, Holly, and Eileen, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Robin, Marie, and Spencer, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Naomi, Boot, and Judy, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Susan, Rose, and Sadie, thank you. Thanks, and good night. And Douglas and Jeff, thanks, and good night. Sleep Maybe exists as a free podcast because people that support the sponsors directly on Patreon, or supporter sponsors or supporters directly on Patreon. We grow as a show by people spreading the word, which I couldn't do without. So I really appreciate that. And I'm going to tell you about the referral program. But you don't even have to spread the word about Sleep With Me. Just let people know about podcasts in general. And that'd be amazing, too. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now, I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcast, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in this, my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season 1 part 2, almost 6 hours. That's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd all intro episode came out, and then we had March is that bonus episode. So there's another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do three seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback. Feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support, support at supercast.com. And good night.